Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this mini episode on the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
I'm Samantha.
And we have Danielle Roberts back again. We're so excited this week for you to talk to us about what a VA and an OBM are and kind of the differences between each when you're thinking about hiring, like whether or not you need one or the other. So to get things started, why don't you kind of give us your own definition of what each are?
Okay, so a VA is a virtual assistant, and they are somebody who is going to be more reliant on the business owner that they're working for to get direction, to understand what some of the strategy is as far as the work that they're doing. They can do simple things like scheduling social media. They can take and be in control of reaching out to press for different spotlights. They can be doing podcast notes. And then the online business manager, or the OBM, is going to be more a part of the actual team as the team that they're working for the client. They are going to be the ones that are going to be adding more strategy to the work that's getting done. They can be in charge of reading emails, sending emails on the business owner's behalf, and talking with the business owner and offering their own take on the strategy and kind of helping be that second person to do, I use the term unsexy business. So the calendar scheduling, the organizing, the basically virtual assisting work on steroids.
Would you say that like being an OBM is kind of a natural progression from a virtual assistant as you understand and start learning things, or do you think it's kind of its own separate wheelhouse?
I think it's its own separate thing. I think that for some people, they can start out with virtual assisting like I did and realize that they have this whole other strategy and intuition as far as business goes. But I think some virtual assistants, that's where they're going to stay because they either don't want to have to deal with the added, I don't want to say stress, like the added responsibility of helping run the business, or that's just not what they're good at. And they're really good at the repetitive tasks, such as the social media scheduling.
I think too, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this is just my understanding, that a big difference between a VA and an OBM touched a little on is more so their involvement in building and growing the business versus just doing like to-do list stuff. So a VA usually takes care of checking things off your list for you, stuff that you already know you have to get done, but an OBM might actually help you in seeing a bigger picture and strategizing and planning, or actually adding things to that to-do list, because they're going to show you ways that you can grow your business, or even help you, or even fine-tune ways that you do things like policies and procedures and whatnot. And correct me again if I'm wrong.
No, that's completely correct. And that's, I think, one of the biggest strengths of having an OBM is the fact that they provide that strategy along with the allowing things to get done or doing the things themselves, is that they're able to step up and help with that. From a personal experience, I helped somebody, like we walked through the steps of her client onboarding, and I gave her some specific things that she can add to that. And she was like, oh my gosh, like I never thought about it that way. That's really, really awesome. So I was able to give like the input and the strategy behind, well, if you have A and B, you need to add C and connect the D and the E to the rest of it. So that works. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. And also with knowing what the difference is between being a virtual assistant and an OBM, if someone is listening to the podcast and they're kind of stuck between whether or not they want to start maybe their own type of business, what are some of like the qualities and skill sets that you feel each have that can differentiate between whether you can label yourself as a virtual assistant and an OBM? Like not just like what they do, but like kind of the strengths you need to have.
I would say, and this is my own personal opinion, and I think it depends or it varies for each person. I would say patience is a good one if you want to just do VA work, because you're going to have some business owners that maybe they make a suggestion that you don't necessarily agree with. And as their VA, like that's what you're going to have to do. If they're a good business owner and a good client, they're going to listen to what you recommend instead of like, oh, do it this way. And then two, as far as like applicable skills, there's different ones. So like being organized, being good at administrative work. So good at like finding grammatical errors or being good at writing or typing. Those are good skills to have if you want to do something where it's like transcription or podcast notes. Those are some typical VA skills that are needed for those. And then as far as being an OBM, that's where you're going to want to have a knowledge of business or, you know, somewhat of how businesses work, something like building sales funnels or having the desire to learn how to build sales funnels and being more of a strategic mindset. So being thinking about a business. And like I said, I was able to help somebody with their onboarding process. So being willing to step up and say, well, what if we did it this way? And really being a member of a team in building somebody else's business.
I think what you mentioned at the very end there was related to what was going through my head when I was trying to think of what my perspective was on various skill sets that would be beneficial in the roles. And I think that for an OBM, it's somebody who really has a take charge kind of attitude. They're willing to really step in to the role and not just do things that they're told to do, but really provide feedback to the business owner and have their own ideas of ways that you can better your business and things that you can do to make it run better, more efficient, or to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. Versus a VA, in my opinion, is somebody who's not necessarily that they wouldn't give feedback or you know, have a take charge attitude, but really their role doesn't require that. Their role more so requires having the personality of being able to do the work that is basically sat in front of them versus having to create new work.
Yeah, sense. No, that makes complete sense. And I think that that's true. Like that's so much a part of my personality. I'm very type A, very take charge, very much like, let's get this done and let's do it now because it needs to get done. Yeah, I forget about that because I'm right there. So that's a good definition too.
And of course, what goes through my mind because all of these darn like 50 Shades Darker commercials are going on, I'm like, are you a Christian Grey or are you an Anastasia Steele? Like figure out which one you are and then you can see if you're an OBM or a virtual assistant. Just to make it awkward.
Okay, yeah. So I only read like a chapter of that book and I was like, oh boy, this is not what I want to be reading.
Okay, I have to admit I read all three books twice.
Okay, I'm just gonna make it awkward. I read all three books and then I had a book club with my sisters and mom about it because it was just hysterical. Because my mom was the one that turned me on to read it. Yes, my mother turned me on to read those books.
Oh my gosh. My coworker turned me on to the book, and then my husband read it so that we could discuss it. So if that makes it any more awkward.
books. I don't know if that makes it more awkward. I think that just adds a whole new dynamic.
I know. This podcast episode took a turn for the year.
Yeah, although I haven't seen the darker commercials, so now I have to go and see them so that I can understand the OBMBA reference because I don't know how it goes.
No, like, I mean, she's more willing to go along with what he's asking of her, right? Like, that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
In charge. Yeah. So what you guys don't recognize or maybe don't realize about this relationship right now between Nicole, Samantha, and I, we talk all the time. Like, this is just girlfriends sitting down chatting about this stuff. And so it's completely natural to, like, be bringing this up.
Exactly. And on top of that, this is going to be, like, a weird promo, but I'm pretty sure this episode comes out the week that 50 Shades Darker comes out. Like, I'm thinking about it in my head. I'm like, wait, this is like the Tuesday before it comes out in theaters.
Oh, wait, does it come out Valentine's weekend?
Yeah, it comes out Valentine's Day, I believe.
Then it totally comes out that week.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I think we've pretty well covered the main differences between VA and OBM. Basically, one is kind of somebody that you bring on to help check off things off your list. The other one's going to be somebody who comes in and helps you strategize and really plan and really help you grow your business, I think is more the way I look at a VA versus an OBM. A VA is going to kind of take things off your plate so you can just work on stuff. An OBM's there to really be kind of like your second in command and help you grow the business and really strategize.
I think that's a great overview. No.
Okay. Cool. Just to make sure I wrapped that up for everybody. And then next week, we're going to be chatting about how to know when it's time for you to bring on a VA or an OBM. So be sure to come back next week and listen. And in the meantime, for show notes and more information, visit us at beautifullyboldpodcast.com. And to continue the conversation, as always, come over to the Facebook group at beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.